Welcome to the Travel Squad podcast, where adventure meets inspiration. We're your hosts. I'm Brittany.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Jamal. Together, we explore international destinations, hike epic national parks, and share unforgettable travel experiences with you, one passport stamp at a time.
Our mission is to inspire you to travel by showing you how you can make it work no matter your budget, schedule, or experience level.
We bring you along so that you can laugh, get excited, and start planning your own trip.
So grab your ticket and your passport.
And don't forget your travel insurance.
And get ready to embark on a new adventure with us around the globe.
Hey, squaddies. Travel Squad Podcast is back with Just the Tip, a new Friday mini-episode series where we give you quick travel stories, hacks, and recommendations to set you off into the weekend right. Today, you just have me, Kim, for a solo episode to share my very first-class experience. So I'm going to take you with me along this journey so that you can feel like you were there too, and I'm going to give you what I liked about it and what I did not like about it. So this trip was from Austin, Texas to Orlando, Florida in February 2024. It wasn't a long trip. It was only about 2.5 hours. And I was actually taking this trip for a work trip. So my company paid for the booking of the original cost of the ticket, which was around $400. And then I started to get notifications of opportunities to upgrade. And when I looked into it, it was $150 to upgrade for this one route there. And I thought, you know what? $150 is not that bad. And I didn't pay for the original cost of the ticket. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. I know it's a short flight, it's domestic, it's not like a lie flat sea international, but hey, I've always wanted to do this. And I believe that when you start doing something that you want to do, more of that will come into your life. So I'm like, hey, if I start flying first class, I'm going to start being there a whole hell of a lot more. So let's do this. So about a week before the trip, I clicked the button, paid to upgrade, and did that. One tip I want to do say is make sure that you are a airline member of whichever airline you're flying with. So if you're an American Airlines flight, make sure that you have an account set up and you have your number, because that's going to give you more of those opportunities for upgrades. And so I did. I had that set up. I got everything. Now I'm ready for the trip. So the day of the trip starts, and I'd been doing some research into when you fly with American Airlines, do you get access to the American Airlines Admirable Lounges in the airports before your flight? And I was doing some research and I thought that you could. And on international trips, yes, you can. On some domestic trips, you can. But I didn't have all the information straight, I guess, because here's where I kind of messed up. I got to the airport a little bit early because I wanted to see the lounge. But when I went to the lounge, I was turned away like a peasant on the streets. I was like, how is this a first class experience when I'm being turned away from the lounge? I was like, it's kind of low-key embarrassed, but it was okay because, you know, everything works out. So it's just fine. But I was really disappointed in that. They said that domestic flights only count for lounge access when they are cross-country trips. So think LA to New York. My 2-hour flight from Austin to Orlando didn't count. So they turned me away like a little peasant, not before offering I could come in for an $80 fee after already paying to upgrade to first class. So I considered it, but I had done reviews on the Admiral Lounge in Austin ahead of time to see what I'm getting into, as I always do. And it didn't actually have the best reviews. It said it was old and run down. It was way overdue for remodeling and renovations. And for that reason, I decided not to. But as a first class flyer, I was not really in the headspace to enjoy this trip after being turned away from the lounge. I feel like American Airlines, if you're listening, you need to cut that shit out. And if someone's flying first class, regardless of how long the trip is, give them access to your rundown lounges, okay? Moving on to boarding. Boarding was great, fast and easy. Now I'm feeling like a first class flyer. So I get in line, get in, but I don't know what was up with this Austin flight. They call group one. I would say within like 30 seconds later, she calls group 2, 3, 4. And I'm like, okay. So everybody starts running to the line. I was already there, so it didn't impact me. But had I not been there right away as a first class flyer, I would have been like, okay, well, not really enjoying that benefit the most. And then they'd be 2 for 2. But I was there, I got on, I was seat AC, so I was right in the aisle in the very first row. There was a cute guy sitting next to me, so Instantly, I forgot about the lounge. The front row I don't particularly love because there's no seat in front of you to put things under. So my personal bag, which I like to have within arm's length distance so I can pull out my laptop, my pillow, blah, 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 had to be stored in the overhead compartment. But whatever, I did that. Oh my God, the seats are so comfortable in first class. They're big, they're roomy, they're squishy, they're leather. It was good. There's also a section in the middle of the two seats that's like a center console table stand area where you can put your drinks or anything else. And that was great. The guy next to me was definitely taking advantage of the free cocktails, and he had a couple of them stacked right there. There's no personal TV in this area. I don't know if it was just the American Airlines flights. I wasn't concerned with watching TV anyway. I was using my laptop, so it wasn't a big deal for me. But just know that for these flights. And I do like the table section. So there's no seat in front of you to pull it down from. It comes up from your side compartment, and then you fold it out over top of your lap. Moving on to the drink experience, the whole dining, pre-meal, drink food experience here. This is what first class is made of, baby. So before anything comes out, the flight attendant comes around with a tray full of hot rolled towels so you can clean your hands and your little area before you have your classy meal. Now, mine is an early morning flight. I think my flight left around 7 or 8 in the morning. So we're going to be having breakfast. Before breakfast comes out, of course, we want drinks. So this is where American Airlines kind of gets another strike from me, because the pilot came on to say there was going to be turbulence and that for that reason, the flight attendants needed to sit down. And so typically in a first class flight, I would expect a mimosa to be in my hand before we even take off, in a glass cup also. That did not happen. It wasn't about until 30 minutes into the flight that they started serving. And I noticed in coach they started serving. And then someone came over to our flight attendant who was still sitting to let her know that it was okay to start serving. So she was a little behind and I noticed. Anyway, very shortly after that, I had a mimosa in a glass cup in my hand. It was very good proportions, not too much OJ. So I appreciated that. Guy next to me had like 2 vodka mini bottles. The only thing I didn't love, and I definitely could have asked, but she never came around to ask if I want a second drink. And I know it's a short flight, but I mean, I came to party. I know it was a work trip, but I wish she would have given me a second mimosa. She did come around later to offer water or juice, but by that time I had so much stuff on my area, I didn't need it, because shortly after the mimosa, the food came out. We had a choice of a vegetarian fruit and yogurt plate or breakfast enchiladas, and there weren't as many fruit and yogurt plates, so I opted for the enchiladas to save the vegetarian people to give them if there was any who wanted that. I actually thought it was really, really good. I never had breakfast enchiladas, but it was like eggs and salsa, and there was a sausage link, fresh fruit, 2 mini scones with butter. It was way more food than I can even eat. I didn't actually realize I was going to get a meal. It was a 2-hour flight. I didn't think they'd be serving a meal, so I wasn't really that hungry, but it was really, really good. I enjoyed it, got a little work done in my precious little space there, had a comfortable seat, felt like an all-star going into this trip, and I had a good time. Now, the question you're all asking yourselves, would you upgrade again? And for this specific flight, Austin to Orlando, 2.5 hours, if I had to pay for it myself, no, 100% would not do it. Depending on the price for other trips, like if it's a short domestic trip, even knowing their ridiculous lounge rules, if it's under 100, I probably would do it. If it's under 200, it depends. If it was a work trip and I just had to pay the upgrade fee, I probably would do it. But I'm not happy with the Admiral Lounge. If lounge access was included with any first class flight, regardless of destination, I would upgrade majority of the time, because between the lounge experience, the boarding, and the on-flight experience, all together would make the price worth it. The upgrade alone without the lounge is a much harder sell. So American Airlines, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out and I'll give you my opinion on how you can better your offering there. And with that, squatties, you'll have to tune in to the next one because you know we will continue to be flying first class over here. Thanks so much for tuning in to Just the Tip. Make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and follow us on all the socials at Travel Squad Podcast. And have fun traveling this weekend.